Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What I'm saying is that if you lift the bomb, what you see is antithetical to everything the great religions of the world teach, which is take care of the poor, take care of the aged. And when you look at the phone calls I've gotten, they're 7-1 in favor of a balanced deal and also preserving Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And I'm concerned about this because we don't know the details. And until we see the details, we're going to be extremely non-committed, but on the surface, it looks like a Satan sandwich.
Now, there's some more nonsense that time from Congressman Emanuel Cleaver of Missouri, who doesn't sound very happy about the compromise debt deal the House passed yesterday. What are you doing, Congressman Cleaver, about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the various agencies that do help the poor, the indigent? Yep, we do have a need to do that. We don't need to do it around the world to the tune of billions and billions of dollars, though. Perhaps here it's hard to get all of our priorities straight, isn't it? And that's part of the discussion on talk radio and talk television around the country and, in fact, around the world. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to spend the next hour with me as we look at a couple of the hot hits this week. The debt deal, the budget, all of that stuff. Does it equal a Satan sandwich, as we just heard? Well, let's get some input from you at 800-510-8255. And also, you can join us by going to the listen box at DougSteffen.com. Click on the Facebook and help yourself. From MSNBC, Jeff Rawson talked to Congressman Connie Mack of Florida about why he did not support the deal.
And I know the phone lines have been jammed. Twitter was blowing up. What did you hear from your constituents, and how many of them called you?
Well, we, like everyone else, the phones were ringing off the hook. In fact, they were. I tried to call my office a number of times and got a busy signal. The emails and letters keep pouring in. But you know what I've been hearing over and over again are people don't necessarily want a deal or a compromise just to have a deal or to compromise. They want a solution to the problem. They want us to cut our spending. You know, even under this compromise, the debt will go up by over $7 trillion. So the next time we deal with this issue, the next cap, if you will, is 2 years down the road at $17 trillion. After 10 years, we're going to be over $20 trillion in debt. And the real issue we're facing in front of us is not a debt ceiling, raising the debt ceiling crisis. It is our debt crisis. And this much debt, when you only have roughly $2 trillion in revenue, is unsustainable, and we have to change the way Washington spends our money. I just don't think that a plan that doesn't cut spending is the right plan for America. It doesn't solve the problem. When we hear about $2.5 trillion in cut, that's based upon roughly $10 trillion of increase. So you're still going to have $7.5 trillion in increased spending.
There is a provision in this bill, a trigger, if you will, that if this newly formed supercommittee can't come up with $1.5 trillion in cuts, it triggers very, very deep cuts in defense and Medicare. Are you worried about that? Is that one of the reasons that you won't vote for it?
Well, you know, I'm worried about a lot. I'm worried about the committee itself. I don't know why we would have to have another committee when we're all elected to do our jobs. But that being said, my concern here is that we continue to grow the deficit and the debt. And if we continue to spend the way we have been, your children, won't be able to afford the debts that we're piling up on them.
There is a video that's making rounds on the Internet, and I'll have the audio for you later on in the countdown of, I guess, perhaps a perspective on this. Interesting that Prime Minister Putin of Russia has accused the U.S. of living beyond its means like a parasite on the global economy, says the dollar dominance is a threat to the financial markets around the world. He said, quote, they are living beyond their means and shifting a part of the weight of the problem to the world economy. He was talking to a pro-Kremlin youth group while touring a summer camp. Somebody say, who cares what he thinks? There's a certain amount of influence that he carries with him. And under the circumstances, they'd like to have some of the influence and control and power that we do And so taking a shot here and there, But there is a grain of truth to what he has said, right? Again, the giving of money, we have to wake ourselves up, perhaps that's it, looking at the deficit that we have in our country. Look at states like California, $20 billion deficit. And yet we are allowing illegals to attend college and get benefits. The articles that I've seen, interesting, the hospital emergency rooms and what's going on there. And the question comes up from lots of people who are seniors, who are veterans, who are orphans, who are homeless. Why is it that we are helping Haiti and Chile and Turkey and Pakistan and to the tune of billions of dollars and not doing something to make things work here? And then there are some other videos. There's a fellow who was a roommate of Barack Obama's in college who says that he knows what Barack Obama's all about and it's destroying the country the way it is and making it more of a socialistic paradise. And he seems to be succeeding with that, if you believe at least some of the tenets of that. And maybe I'm not too interested in posting that stuff at DougStephan.com, but you can't find it around. At any rate, back and forth. Talk radio sometimes feeds on its own. A lot of people, it's the same as talk television in a sense. There are a lot of people who are experts or commentators, and they have no expertise, but they all want to talk. And no different than you. So you can be the star at 800-510-8255. But an example of that coming up in just a moment here on The Countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Prizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Or as I say, there's a Facebook way of connecting. A little Twitter sometimes is fun here and there. I made the mention of one talking to another in the same business. Here's Bill Cunningham talking to Sean Hannity about the compromised debt deal.
The Republican Party just threw into the middle of the pot the ace of spades, which is raising the debt limit, the only card they had, which was an opportunity to do something wonderful and spectacular. And now we've given Obama a $2.7 trillion blank check for the next 2 years. And
got it's not quite a blank check. It's what concerns me about this. And I know you've been talking about it, and a few of us out here have been talking. Russia's talked about it. Levin's talked about it. I've talked about it. Stuart Varney's talked about it. You know, look, our projected – this is what people seem not to understand here. We're being told we're saving, you know, anywhere between $2 and $3 trillion, depending on whose, you know, number you believe. Here's the problem. Every year – for the next 10 years, we're going to hand $1 trillion right off the top to Barack Obama because he's driven this economy into the sewer. He's given us nearly $5 trillion in new debt. But what most people don't realize is the government is going to spend 8% more next year than they spent this year. The year after, 8% more in 2013 than 2012. 2014, 8% more than 2013. So we understand it's called baseline. So every deal that we're talking about here does not solve the problem of massive government increases. Look, Bill Cunningham, you have a great audience all across the fruited plain, coast to coast. And every American has had to cut back on family vacations. They probably have had to cut back, maybe not buy that new car. A lot of people's homes are underwater. A lot of people are unemployed. If you told them that this coming year, 2012, that they had to live within their budget that they had the previous year, they would probably say that's not that difficult to do. Now, my buddy Connie Mack, as a matter of fact, soon to be both of our congressmen one day when we move down to Fort Myers and Naples, he has a great plan out. Rand Paul supports it. Marco Rubio's now signed on to it. A bunch of over 50 House members are now signing on to it. You know, his plan is that for the next 6 years, we freeze spending at 2011 levels and every year cut 1% more from what the budget is from 2011. Now, Americans have to do this to balance their family budgets every day.
All right, so there's Sean Hannity with a decidedly, you know where he's coming from, and Cunningham's cut out of the same cloth. Okay, so that deal, however, they talked about that was from Connie Mack that we didn't quite get into with the MSNBC cut seems to make sense. It started clean and ended messy. The debt ceiling crisis began to capture our imagination in June. The president's approval rating was 50%. It's now 40%, the lowest of his presidency. It's a pretty disturbing sign when you dig around in here how dysfunctional the government is, how much power Obama has grabbed, and how much the debt is. The deal allows borrowing money, more trillions. Somebody's got to pay for it. I saw a number yesterday that suggested it would be 369 years if we stopped borrowing today before it was all paid off. So those who are into analysis on both sides say that Obama's been hurt by the debt debate, and I would say maybe the realization is that people are understanding what he's really all about. What do you think? It's 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
How much of this discussion and debate about the budget and the debt deal is about fear? What are you afraid of? What do you think these people that are in charge, supposedly in charge, are afraid of? Do you think these decisions and many other decisions coming out of Washington are about fear? Is that worth some consideration? We all know fear-based thinking, or if you don't know it, this is pretty much the bottom line. Fear-based thinking is never good. You never make the right decision if you are making it out of fear. I thought it was also interesting that the discussion of the debate and the votes and stuff focused. The bill, by the way, was approved 269 to 161. Increases the debt ceiling by $2 trillion, cuts roughly the same amount in federal spending over the next 10 years. But among the yay votes, Gabrielle Giffords, the lady who was shot, appeared on the floor for the first time since January, and she voted yay, that is, in favor of the proposal. Let's see here. We've got from CNN, Ali Velshi talking to Senator McCain about the Tea Party role in this debt deal.
I couldn't tell over the course of the last few days who you were frustrated with, because it sounded like you were more frustrated by the very fiscal conservative side of the Republican Party and the Tea Party, and you actually called them a few names earlier. I want to get a sense of who you think was intransigent in this discussion.
Well, I think both sides were intransigent, but I was also of the firm belief that the proposal a couple of weeks ago that Senator McConnell brought out is, you know, the, quote, last option. You look at this agreement, that's pretty much along those lines. Look, I think that one of the things that's been kind of overblown is that I read from a Wall Street Journal editorial. Wall Street Journal is not exactly the most left-leaning editorial in America, and it said, referred to hobbits in that they're not real characters, a meaning that it's not real to think that you're going to pass a balanced budget amendment through the Senate of the United States and get 20 Democrat votes, and you're not. I have supported a balanced budget amendment and voted for it 13 times, and I'm an advocate of it. But to demand something that is not possible as part of this deal, frankly, was, a balanced budget amendment passed, not voted on. I'm glad we're going to vote on the balanced budget amendment. I hope we vote on it every day until it is passed, because it's the only way we have to conclude this effort to get our spending under control.
But you are fully aware that there's no chance of that happening under a Democratic-controlled Senate with a Democratic president.
No, and we own one-third of the government, as you know. That's why I think that this agreement we've reached is pretty much a success, but it's also compromised. But the fact we're not going to hike taxes, the fact that cuts in spending are going to be larger than the increase in the spending, that we will not be, we will have a committee that I think will be credible, but I have to tell you, I am worried about the size of defense cuts that may be contemplated, but that doesn't mean I'm therefore rejecting the agreement. I'm just worried.
Some of your Republican colleagues, though, who do have certain problems, as you have with defense, but certain problems with other areas, don't think that things have gone far enough, have already said they won't support this. At some point, you are all elected to go there and come up with tough compromises. This was certainly about the toughest compromise that you guys have had to deal with in the last year or so. What do you say to those members?
Well, I say to them, if they can come up with a viable proposal that will get a majority vote in both houses and signed by the president, I'd be more than happy to examine it. I'd also tell them to look at what the markets were telling us all last week. It wasn't a matter of how we pay our debts, or it was a matter of the world's financial markets basically cratering. But finally, what they should worry about more than anything else is the view in which the American people hold us and their low opinion of us because we are failing to do what they think is our job. And by the way, they're right.
If the definition of compromise is something that most folks don't like, then this deal worked out well because most people say they don't like it on both sides. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's MAINE military.com, the main name in military supply.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Deep breath. We have another half hour to go, and much of it will be spent talking about the debt deal. If we have time, maybe a little presidential politics. But for now, back to the discussion we've had in the first half hour about the passing of this debt deal. Talk Radio Countdown focusing on the issues of the day. The television and radio hosts who are big into discussing, debating this, like other things that present themselves, an opportunity to get it off your chest. Well, here it is. Let's see if Becky gets what's on her mind off of her chest. Go ahead, Becky. You're on the Countdown Live.
Oh, boy, you're refreshing today. Thank you, Doug.
Sure.
I think they talk about this compromise business, all this behind closed doors. It's more like collusion. One more deal behind closed doors, and I'll be barefooted. I like Connie Mack's what he said.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to be, a lot of people are into this Connie Mack thing. I'm going to play right now, Becky, and a bit, if you'd listen, a bit of a, it's actually about 3 minutes, a little bit less. This is truly from the, well, depending on where your head is at, maybe from the Help America Department or maybe from the Yikes Department. This is, I believe, a wake-up call. I didn't realize how bad our debt was, and I look at this stuff most every day. Many of you listening to these stories, you may or may not know some of the material that's here. And so as this stuff makes its rounds, the information that's here from a gentleman who produces a lot of things that are admittedly not pro the way government works. And I think that's where most of us are now anyway. We're not in favor of the way the government works. So I ask you to just spend the next minute, the few minutes that this takes, to consider this point of view, and then you're welcome to react with an informed opinion at 800-510-8255. We're happy to listen to that after you listen to this.
This is Blazing Golia, producer of Government Gone Wild. It is important that you watch this whole video and forward it to your family and friends. Did you know that our federal government spent $413 billion on interest payments just last year? Which means in 2010 alone, we spent more on interest payments on the debt than we spent on the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Transportation, more than the Department of Energy, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Department of HUD, the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, Department of Agriculture, the Department of Commerce, the Treasury Department, Department of Labor, and the Small Business Administration. Combined, how bad is our government addicted to debt? Well, consider this, that since 1988, our Congress has spent over $8 trillion in interest payments alone. And a lot of that is going to other countries, making them prosperous, not us. How big of a number is $8 trillion? That's enough money to give a Lotus Evora dream car to every taxpayer in this country. And if that doesn't scare you, maybe this will. According to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, by the year 2021, which is only 10 short years away, our interest payments will reach a mind-boggling $1.1 trillion a year. That's 1.5 times more than we spend now on national defense. And that's not the worst of it. Hold on to your hats for this one. By the year 2046, every single dime of federal tax revenue received by Washington, D.C. will be spent on, well, you guessed it, just interest payments alone. Not $1 left for anything else. How hard will it be to pay off this debt? To put it in context, if Congress stopped all spending today and did not spend a single nickel on anything else, and they made payments of $100 million a day, it would take us 389 years just to pay off our national debt. So remember, when you hear politicians talking about reducing the deficit, they are not talking about reducing the debt. And it will be the debt and the interest on that debt that may just be the downfall of the greatest republic this world has ever known. Everyone needs to hear this message. Please forward this video to everyone you know. Get involved, because your children's and your grandchildren's future is not.
So that's the audio that goes with the video. I didn't really want to post it at DougStephan.com because there's a partisan side to it, but I think the numbers in there are enough to rattle most people's cages, are they not? 800-510-8255. Okay, here is talk host Craig Silverman and former Congressman Bob Beaupres talking to, talking to Congressman Steve King of Iowa about Gabby Giffords showing up for the vote.
I don't know if you were in the House. We took it live. Diana DeGette, who represents the Denver area, she introduced Gabby Giffords, who has made an appearance, and I got shivers, and I'm here in Denver, Colorado. What was it like in Washington for that to happen?
Oh, I'm so glad that you say it that way. It was, I can't think of a more joyous moment since in the 8.5 years I've been here in this Congress than the realization that Gabby Giffords came in. And as folks turned and began to applaud and cluster around her, it was hard to figure out what was going on, and I walked over that way and I asked one of the Democrats, and he said, Gabby Giffords has just stepped in, and a little bit later her vote went up on the board. And it was a great, great moment. It shivers is a good way to describe it, tears in the eyes, a real outpouring of emotion to think that any human being could go through what she's gone through and within these months rise up and come back and step out on the floor of Congress and cast a vote on an important bill. I will not forget that moment.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I was trying to give Craig a little bit of a perspective for as serious as the ideological differences are and the tensions and the back and forth that goes on in the House of Representatives. It's still when it's a personal issue, an illness, a death in the family, a tragedy that befalls one member or the other, that becomes a pretty small and tight-knit group, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and this has been very deeply felt by everyone. There's a personal affection for Gabby Giffords. I've never found myself in a partisan disagreement with her, and I happen to have also found myself sitting in a studio and for a TV hit at 12:30 that Saturday afternoon, and as I was queued up to go on at 12:30, in through my earbud came the tragic news of the shootings. And they turned to me and said, will you comment? I mean, they asked me through the earpiece, would I comment? And, I was no time to be saying no, but yet what do you say? And so it really focused that moment for me. And you know, since that time, the way that she has recovered from this is, it's just been phenomenal, and the affection in here is also phenomenal. There's no vote up on that board anybody could be happier to see than Gabby Giffords, and I didn't expect it at all, and I don't think there was anybody on our side that did.
All right, so more on Gabby Giffords, 800-510-8255. Ronnie calls from Utah to the countdown. You're focused on the deal now, Ronnie. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Doug. Well, anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just going to make a quick comment on the – I don't know how they add up in Washington. I don't get it. How can you take and raise the debt limit to, what is it, $2.3 trillion, and it's good until 2013, and they think that that – because the cuts exceed that amount over 10 years – they think that they're saving money. I mean, is there a kind of school I could go to where it adds up, where they think they're cutting and it's going to get lower the spending?
There's a special way. There's a zero. You know, if you have a business, do you run your own business, Ronnie?
Well, I trade what we call the spot Forex market.
I don't know what that is, but I'll guess.
It's trading currency, sir.
Okay, so trading currency, but you're doing it by yourself. You don't have to have a staff. You just do it on your own using the tools that you're aware of. I'm more speaking now about how businesses, big and small, run, and they do it with the zero-based budgeting. In other words, every year they start from the scratch point and move up according to what their needs are and what their goals are. In the government, that doesn't happen. They keep adding on to what was spent the year before, which makes no sense whatsoever. If people were aware of it, if we were teaching this sort of thing in school and people became aware of it, the glaring and sort of ridiculous posture that's taken by the government to run itself the way it does would end. But that isn't taught, and so we don't know, and very few people therefore engage in the conversation about how there are so many holes in the process, so many things that are wrong with it, and you know, we deal with the superficiality. This whole thing is superficial.
Right, but they think they're having such a great success now in the House of Representatives. They think they've done such good. Now they think that they're going to go and out to the August recess and be done with whatever they accomplished. So that's Labor Day, only if the Senate passes it. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it is kind of crazy. Thanks for your thoughts. 800-510-8255. Speaking of the Senate vote, it's later today. We'll hear from Senator John Cornyn on that in just a moment here on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Now it while supplies last.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Matron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Matron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Matron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and the question of the day is, are your doors opened or closed? Let's find out. Well, here's a question. We always heard the expression that says, when one door closes, another door opens. I hate that expression. That absolutely makes no sense. Because here's the real answer. The other door is always open. And we don't have to wait for something to shut behind us in order to walk in for it. Let's take a look at it. Let's see it. Let's find it. Let's explore it. Let's take a look at all the open doors of opportunities that are in front of us. One does not have to close behind us. Go into it. Make a selection. See if it's for you. And if it is, go into it and enjoy it and take advantage of it and grow with it. And go to those doors of opportunities that are placed in front of each and every one of us each and every day. The doors of opportunity are yours. Knock, allow yourself to come in and get the full enjoyment of exploring new things for you, your family, and everybody. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
13 before the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a unique view, overview, if you will, of the hot hits, the discussions taking place in Talk Radio Political, if you will, the news talk stations, and they're certainly all over this debt deal. Here, Senator John Cornyn of Texas talks to radio man Kevin Wall about his plans to vote on the debt deal as it comes up later in the Senate.
This bill, I think, is a very small step, an inadequate step, in my view, in the right direction, but still it's, you know, from 2010 when the Tea Party movement rose up, you know, it used to, before that, the debate was how much more money can we spend here in Washington. Now it's changed to how much can we cut. And unfortunately, until 2012, when we hopefully will get some reinforcements, we're being outvoted. And so this is a modest step, but we've avoided default, which I think is would lead to very unpredictable, perhaps disastrous results. We've avoided tax increases on job creators during a fragile economic recovery. And as I said, I think we've made a modest first step in the right direction when it comes to cutting runaway spending here in Washington.
Senator, how will you feel if in a week or 2 weeks or 5 weeks the world's debt rating services downgrade our debt because we didn't cut enough? You know, we could have cut $4 trillion. The Ryan plan had $6 trillion in it. I mean, we could have done a lot more.
Yeah, I would have done more, Kevin. I would have been. I voted for essentially the Ryan plan over in the Senate, and I wish we could have done more, but unfortunately the president was not willing to do that, and our Democratic colleagues, you've seen where how the left, Paul Krugman and the New York Times and others are howling that they've been betrayed by President Obama and others. That's some indication that they feel like that we have prevailed in this argument, but really this is very serious. This is bigger than just who wins and who loses this short-term skirmish, because you're right. If our debt is downgraded, and that will not be because of the debt ceiling, that will be because the debt continues to be too high and our creditors worry that we will not be able to pay them, then our cost of our debt, the interest we'll have to pay to get people to buy it, will go up, which will make managing our debt even more problematic. So I'm not convinced, and I hope it doesn't happen. But if it does happen, I don't think it will have been because there was some deal to be had that we did not get. It's because we've been fighting like cats and dogs trying to get more cuts, more debt relief, but simply were defeated by the president and a determined Democratic Party who just does not want to cut. They want to keep spending even though the money's borrowed.
A lot of people are talking about the numbers, $74 billion on hand at the end of June in the U.S. Treasury Department, while Apple had $76 billion on hand at the end of June as well. For the first time, a private company has more cash on hand than the U.S. government. Oy. It's actually kind of amusing, isn't it? 51 after the hour.
On OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we hear all these discussions about the deal, but do you know what the debt deal is? Here are a couple of different excerpts from two different talk radio programs that we monitored. First one is Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal talking to radio host Greg Garrison about what's in the deal.
I just read it. You know, that's why I was up late last night, and then they didn't print this thing till 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
But, you know, let me just give you an example. I mean, you and I talk about this a lot, about the phony baseline budgets.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they talk about $1 trillion of cuts. I just looked at the numbers for the discretionary domestic spending. You know, those are the ones that are supposed to be savagely cut. In this year, we're going to spend about $501 billion on these programs. Under this budget, by 2020, we spend $590 billion. So wait a minute. We go from $501 billion to $590 billion, and that's a cut? I mean, this is the phony math that they use. It's the fuzzy math they use in Washington. All this stuff is phony.
The whole thing?
Well, I mean, look, on balance, I think Obama gave more than – I mean, I think – our side won more than their side did because we took tax increases off the table. We did get some agreements to cuts. But what I'm saying is that the cuts are not cuts that you and I and most households and businesses think of. They're cuts off of these inflated wish list baselines in the future. So government will actually be spending more money, not less money, under this budget. They just won't be spending as much as they would want to spend.
Well,
does that make any sense?
It does. I have to confess, I'm embarrassed to admit that it does make sense to me. That's how twisted I've become. But you go back to the Paul Ryan proposal way back, you know, when the Earth was flat some months ago.
Yeah.
This is
nowhere near the Paul Ryan budget. I mean, Paul Ryan had budget real cuts in the entitlement programs. It had real cuts in getting rid of agencies that we.
But, Stephen, the debt went up anyway. They just cut the rate at which we were going in the tank.
Yeah,
nobody has yet proposed a budget. Or anything that would, God forbid, cut this deficit down over time.
It is exasperating, isn't it, huh? When you listen to what is supposed to be a cut, and it isn't present cut, it's future cut. Here is financial host Barry Armstrong talking to Larry Kudlow, another financial guy. Barry's on the radio. Kudlow's on television. They try to break down this deal even more.
Can you help us understand what it looks like? I mean, we all heard that the deal is done. We're hearing numbers of $2.5 trillion of spending cuts, but that's over a 10-year period of time, if I understand it correctly.
That is correct. I mean, the way this thing breaks out, it's, let's use your number, $2.5 trillion. There's more or less 900 and something billion. So the number is 917, but I don't know if that's a real number.
Yeah.
That's the so-called first tranche, and then the second tranche is $1.5 trillion. And that second tranche comes from what's being called a super committee. It's a joint congressional committee that's going to be specifically created to find $1.5 trillion. It will, I think, release its report in late November and supposed to come to a vote in late December, something like that, November and December. And in return for that, the president gets a two-phase debt ceiling increase. He gets $900 billion right away, and then he gets the remainder, which is about a little less than $1.5 trillion at the end of the year. So it sets up, you know, they have triggers.
Yeah.
So supposedly, they have enforcement for both the first tranche, which I think they will, by the way. They will have a pretty good caps on the first. I think the $900 billion, which was in both the Boehner bill and the Reid bill, that they'll get that. But the second one is very, very tricky. If they don't come up with $1.5 trillion,
right,
then according to the deal, there will be an across-the-board penalty cut in spending.
Right.
Such that
it's arbitrary.
$1.2 trillion of spending cuts.
Yeah, and those are cuts that nobody's going to be happy with, right?
Well, no one even knows what they are.
Right. that's why we wouldn't be happy with
them. But the answer is, right, and it's supposedly equally divided between defense and non-defense, with a little bit of Medicare, but not the beneficiaries of Medicare, the providers of Medicare, the hospitals and the doctors.
Which is tough, because then all of a sudden you're asking the docs to work for less money and you're asking the hospitals to provide services for less money and the drug companies to sell drugs for less money.
You're precisely right on all counts, and it really doesn't do anything to restructure and save the Medicare system.
Hopefully you know more now than you did at the beginning of the program about all this. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, produced by Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stefan. Thanks for being here at this hour of the Talk Countdown.